Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. And you got to hear this. When we come back from the break, I want you to hear, you know, Rick Joyner from Morningstar Ministries talking about martial law. And we saw martial law take place in a smaller scale during all the hurricanes that came, Katrina and Ivan and all that. But martial law also could be kicked in a nationwide situation. And it's a default setting for the direction that we're going in. George Washington, he enacted martial law. Others have enacted martial law. It's something that's in the Constitution. But it makes a difference who's in power when that happens and what are they going to use it for. You got to hear this. When we come back, I want you to hear Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries talk about what the Lord had revealed to him about martial law. And that's basically when all of our constitutional rights are gone and we basically have a dictator for that period of time. And quite often it's done for safety reasons and to be able to help. But sometimes it can be done for evil reasons. Mm-hmm. We're talking about martial law. And martial law, I don't have it in front of me right now. If I read it to you, maybe John can read martial law to us. The it has happened many times in the history of America. Presently, when you ask yourself, this is not to invoke any kind of fear. It's just wisdom. When you see police departments and sheriff's departments buying armored vehicles all the way around the nation, when you see Homeland Security purchasing, you know, reportedly, you know, billions of rounds of information
ammunition.
They're thinking possibly there's a financial crash ahead of us, and you have to understand when your God goes down, you panic, and America's God is money. It used to be one nation under God, whose son is Jesus Christ, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we're believing it is going to be again when the church rises up to its place of repentance and following the Lord. But either way, so you know who your God is when it's removed from your life. When you're about to lose your job and now you're trying everything in the world. You're panicking. You're taking meds. You're stressing out. It's like, was that your God? The thing that God gave you? Was that your God? Or, you know, you get a notice saying, you know, you're going to lose your house. Or you're going to be evicted from your apartment. You know, for 10 years, you never even thanked God once. You never even honored God with the increase he gave you. And all of a sudden, you know, you're just sweating and panicking. It's because that job was your God. That house was your God. Your comfort was in the very thing God gave you. You worship things rather than the creator. You worship creation instead of the creator. But you know what? All you got to do is go, oh, I was wrong. That was not. And so in this shifting, you'll notice that there's going to be, and I pray it isn't, but what God has shown me, that there's going to be an uprising. And the uprising, people are going to define it a lot of ways, but the root of it is money, economics, economy. And with stuff, when stuff happens like that, you know, people just, whatever's inside of them comes out. And you'll be surprised what's inside of you, what people do to survive. People try so hard to live that they never do. But they try so hard to live. It's like, I mean, you went through all of that. You disrespected all them folks. You finally got that position and job only to come home and watch television, to go get a boat and go fish. I mean, what are you doing? I mean, really, I mean, what, you know what I'm saying? What are you living for? And have you ever asked yourself the question, you know, why am I doing what I'm doing? And wait. And just answer, why am I doing? You might find out that you don't even know why you're doing what you're doing. A rut. A lot of people are in a rut. And a rut is nothing but a grave with both ends kicked out. That's what it is. But God's come to set us free. He has destiny for you. And if you're wondering how your life can have meaning and have purpose and you finally can throw off these things that keep throwing you out, it's when you get vision and destiny. When you can see yourself in the destiny God has for you, when you can see yourself in the vision of God, you don't perish. You don't cast off restraint. You're able to, the vision will restrain you. because now you understand where you're going and what you're doing. But you got to hear the vision of God and God, what he wants done on this earth. And he wants his kingdom to come and his will to be done. But this martial law with uprisings, you're going to see throughout the land, probably soon in Detroit, if not, with all the shootings that are going on in Detroit. But take a look. And I want you to listen to David
Rick
Joyner talk about martial law, Morningstar Ministries. This is so drives home the point. Listen up.
I have seen for 25 years, more than that, we would be under martial law in America. Would be under martial law in America. I believe that is going to happen. To me, this is not something that we're going to avoid. Okay, I've been saying that more boldly lately because I've been released to do that. Now, I think it could be the best thing that happened to us, or it could be the worst. The big deal about martial law is who's the marshal. Now, there are some things that we have gone so far, they cannot be rectified by our present. Our elected officials are not addressing things that are going to destroy us. Some things are going to happen. Now, it really does depend on who is the marshal when this happens. And I believe one of the signs is who honors the Constitution and who dishonors it. This is a key thing because this is the basic vow that every officer and every public official takes. And this is a basic thing that reveals integrity. And if someone tried to impose martial law to keep us from having an election or doing other things, even using civil unrest for that, I'd say, this is bad. This is not the good one. This is the bad one. But there is, when conditions happen and where it is necessary, and this is one of the reasons we went down to Katrina. The Lord had shown me this. You need to learn what it is like to live through every stage they're going to go through down there, from the lawlessness that was unbelievable during the first stage. But I tell you, when the army came into that situation, everybody was happy about it, except for the lawless, the gangs and all, who disappeared. I mean, they brought order, they brought discipline, and our government officials, in my opinion, at that situation, the governor and the mayor of New Orleans were creating the chaos. They were just fanning the flames of lawlessness. And the army came, order, peace. They put a National Guard unit on our base just to watch. And man, we were so thankful for them. And I think if it comes in the right situation, it will be a reset and a jubilee and get us back to our right foundations. So I know you just hear martial law, it's scary. But listen, we are headed for some things that we've got to face that we've long passed the point where they could be fixed just by our own dealing with things. We've let them gone way too far. And, you know, it's going to take a real decisive acting authority to deal with some of these things and get us back on track. But it's going to be the greatest opportunity for tyranny, too. If we're awake and if we're mobilized and we're reaping the harvest, we're prepared for what's coming, the light is going to prevail. But you know, the United States of America is not the kingdom of God either, and we can never forget that. I believe God wants to preserve it. He wants to keep, he gave us our foundations. He began a good thing, wants to see it finished, wants it completed. And I believe that's what we're going to see. I believe that what he began in America, we're going to see it completed. But we're going to have to go through a rough, rough period because of the foolishness and the selfishness and how awry our present system has gotten. I'm prophesying that.
That's amazing when you're seeing that, and we've seen it. I remember when martial law comes in, and John's fixing to read us what martial law says, and the times, some of the times that has happened. But They tell you when you can get gas, when you can leave your house, when you can't leave your house. Curfews come in.
That's right.
They tell you, you know, it just, you know, every parent's had martial law in their house. You know, I'm like, I don't care what I said. The rules are over.
It's done.
This is what you're going to do. Go to your room.
Right.
It's like, Dad, I'm 50. You know, I mean, everybody's had, you know, it's sure. Like, forget about right now. Things are crazy.
Yeah.
And some, it could be good depending, but he also says it's very, it's a time where people who desire tyranny, and right now there's a lot of folks in a lot of positions of power all around America, all around the world, who desire tyranny. They desire to just take over because they feel, whatever they're held captive by, they feel like they're right.
Right.
They feel like they have, and they see this one world economy, they see this digital divide to be, you know, met, and just control all forms of government, you know, through, you know, as I was just hearing recently of the president of Google, he's came out with a new book just being released. And it talks about, you know, that we have taken down in the day of those that these leaders that are, you know, just evil, they're going to come down because the people are going to take them down. But the whole thing about it is, but outside the world, what happens in the world, God has order and he leads. We don't lead God. We don't all of a sudden, you know, take over social media and just turn God into a different God.
Right.
We turn away from God. But tell us about what happened. It was 1906, right, during Azusa Street.
Well, yeah. One of the things about martial law is that it is the imposition of military power over designated regions on an emergency basis.
So this is right now, the Constitution says military cannot have any authority over us at all.
Mm-hmm.
They can only protect us from outside. But martial law says, wait a minute. Now the soldiers can come in.
Yeah, that's what the big deal that Rick Joyner says is the big deal about martial law is who's the marshal.
You know, who's the whoever the president is at that time is the marshal.
Yeah. It says martial law is usually imposed on a temporary basis when the civilian government or civilian authorities fall to function or fail to function effectively. And so it's supposed to designed to maintain order and security and to provide essential services on a large scale.
List some of the times there.
Okay, in the United States, it's really interesting. During the American Revolution, since the martial law was imposed in New Orleans during Louisiana in the War of 1812 with General Andrew Jackson. During the Great Chicago Fire, 1871. In Idaho in 1892. And in the San Francisco earthquake of 1906.
Which is Azusa Street.
Yes, as following the earthquake of 1906, the troops stationed in Presidio were pressed into martial law service. Guards were posted throughout the city, and all dynamite was confiscated. The dynamite was used to destroy buildings in the path of the fires to prevent the fires from spreading. This happened in a Colorado coalified war, West Virginia coal wars. Speaking of coals in the news today... Tulsa race riot in 1921 in Oklahoma. The National Guard was called out. San Francisco again in 1934 in Hawaii, and then Freedom Riders in 1961.
The Freedom Riders, when they started getting attacked in the buses and all. So it's not a negative thing. It's to protect us unless the people in power seek tyranny. But despite all that, realize when the San Francisco earthquakes took place in 1906, in the midst of all of that martial law, that's when Azusa Street happened.
Mm.
That's when this powerful outpouring happened that touched the entire world in 1906. So understand this, whatever. I mean, you think about all the wild folks that are going on just doing whatever, and they're just bringing harm to our nation. When martial law kicks in, they can't do that.
Mm-mm.
They can't do that. So if you're for God and for our country, you're going to see maybe that might even be a positive thing to be able to do what's going on. Either way, know that our God is over all marshals on the earth. He's over all laws, and his law is above all these laws. And understand that he holds our future in his hand. Dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening to America, God. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation live.